Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 56. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 34. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. A Republican gubernatorial candidate will make a stop in Fairfield this weekend on his campaign bus tour. Businessman Gary Rabine will be at Five Brothers on the west edge of town from 11:30 to 1:30 tomorrow, and anyone interested in meeting the candidate is welcome to attend. Rabine will also be at Clay County's annual Lincoln Day dinner fundraiser tomorrow at Floyd Henson Junior High School in Flora at 5 p.m. Tickets for the Clay County event can be purchased at the door for $25, and dinner will begin at 6. Rabine's running mate is Aaron Del Mar. Several others have filed for governor on the Republican ticket. State Senator Darren Bailey will run with Stephanie Trussell, Richard Irvin with Avery Bourne, Jesse Sullivan with Kathleen Murphy, Paul Schimpf with Caroline Schofield, Max Solomon with Latasha Fields, and Emily Johnson with Brett Mullen. Keisha Smith also filed for governor without a running mate. State law requires candidates for governor and lieutenant governor to run as a team. Incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton will have a challenge from the Democrat Party in Beverly Miles and Carla Shaw. More news next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work, and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmine, Illinois.
And now, Bad Meat Jokes, Volume 3.
So, did you hear about the accident this morning with the meat delivery truck?
No.
He got T-boned. What should a steak do if it has bad vision?
What?
He should get his rib eyes checked.
Ooh, those jokes are bad. But our meats are really, really good.
John's Butcher Block is always stocked with prime grade A meats, from steaks to burgers and everything in between.
In other news, the Fairfield Police Department will test to complete an eligibility list for hiring this spring. Applications will be available at City Hall on Monday, and they must be returned to City Hall no later than 4 p.m. on May 13th to be considered. A mandatory orientation meeting will be held May 20th at City Hall, and physical and written tests will be administered on May 21st. Anyone with questions should call City Hall at 842-2294. Wayne City High School says Amber McGee has been named its Senior of the Month for February. The daughter of Jacqueline McGee, she is involved in the History and Beta Clubs and the Red Ribbon Team, and is a member of the newspaper staff, yearbook staff, and Honor Society. McGee works at Bonnie Cafe in Mount Vernon. Among other awards, she earned first place at a Beta Club convention in 2020 for apparel design. Kindergarten registration for Johnsonville Elementary School will be held Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. The event is for all students who will be entering kindergarten in the fall at Johnsonville, and children must be at least 5 years old by September 1st to enroll. People should bring a certified copy of their child's birth certificate from the courthouse and the child's social security number. Immunization records, eye exams, and verification of lead screening are due by the first day of school. The registration will consist of providing the aforementioned paperwork and speaking with the kindergarten teacher. The school nurse will also be on hand to talk with parents. People should call 673-3044 to schedule an appointment for the registration. The SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital Foundation has announced applications are available for the Dr. Jean M. Moderate Scholarship. A link to applications can be found on our headlines page, or people can call 899-1048. The scholarship is offered to students who are dependents of an SSM Health Illinois employee or who have a permanent residence in Wayne, Franklin, Hamilton, Jefferson, Marion, Perry, or Washington counties for a year prior to the application date. Applications must be delivered or postmarked for delivery to the Good Samaritan Foundation office by April 1st. The minimum award will be $1,000 per year. To be eligible, students must be majoring in a healthcare program or be seeking an associate degree or postgraduate degree in a healthcare field, show proof of enrollment at an accredited institution, and show evidence of acceptance to an academic program of study in a healthcare field, show proof of completion of at least one half of an established curriculum or degree program prior to receiving the funds, and hold a minimum 3.0 GPA or equivalent. Completed application should also include an original transcript in a sealed envelope, official verification of acceptance into a health professions academic program, completion of a personal statement, and at least one letter of reference. Illinois is fining Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois $339,000 for allegedly violating state law. Per the Chicago Tribune, the Illinois Department of Insurance says Healthcare Service Corporation was late in filing documents proving it's providing adequate networks of doctors and other providers to the Springfield Clinic, which has about 100,000 patients. The state says the company was 339 days late in submitting the documents after it dropped the clinic from its network, and it's being fined $1,000 per day. Healthcare Service has 10 days to contest the fine. The Wayne County Quilts of Valor chapter will hold a ceremony for Vietnam War veterans tomorrow at 2 at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Lisa Konopasek says 54 veterans are scheduled to be honored, all of whom physically served in Vietnam.
As we're talking with some of these veterans, some served during the Vietnam era, but were stationed in Germany or wherever. And we will be awarding those Vietnam-era veterans at another ceremony. But when we were making these calls, over and over, we would hear, so we would say, you know, what, are you a veteran? Yes. What branch of the service were you in? They would tell us. And so our next question was, are you a Vietnam veteran? It was normally like, well, now I'm not a Vietnam veteran. I served during the Vietnam era, but I wasn't in Vietnam. I was wherever. Okay. And they would say, now you take care of your Vietnam veterans first.
Appearing on Morning Coffee Tuesday, she said the ceremony will only be for veterans who have received a letter from Quilts of Valor confirming their participation. It may be longer than previous ones, but the chapter made its plans with input from the veterans to be honored.
We were talking about splitting the Vietnam veterans up and maybe doing two or three ceremonies on that Saturday. And some of the veterans, we just asked because we didn't know what they wanted to do. And they said, you know, it would be great if we could all be together. So that's why we're doing it at 2 o'clock and 54. So if you've been to the other ceremonies, this might be a little longer.
FNB is sponsoring the event and light refreshments will be served. We'll have a video stream of the Quilt Awards on WFIWradio.com. Following the ceremony, the Wayne County chapter will have awarded 125 quilts to veterans of conflicts from World War II to Vietnam. It has more than 50 people helping to make the quilts, and anyone who knows a veteran can reach out on the chapter Facebook page or call 599-8492, 599-6522, 919-1648, or 516-1573. For out-of-county veterans, people can submit nominations at qovf.org. Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith says the city will hold a consolidated cleanup effort on April 23rd called Renew Fairfield.
We're going to do recycling. FMB is doing their paper recycling. Why Fairfield's going to do an electronic recycle all the same day. And also we'll have the street and bridge department open so that people can bring large items to throw away there. So it's all coordinated on April 23rd. We think this is going to be a great annual event, a way to be able to clean up our town. It's a positive thing. I'm doing everything I can to be able to celebrate the positive things that are going on in Fairfield, and this is one of them.
Additionally, the city is looking for civic groups willing to help paint houses on the day. The paint will be provided by businesses, so the city only needs teams of people willing to give up their time. It's also looking for homes in need of a paint job. Homes must be single-level and owner-occupied to be eligible. Anyone wanting more information or to submit a home can call Fairfield City Hall at 842-2294. The FCHS Class of 2023 begins selling Krispy Kreme donuts and signature coffees today. The fundraiser runs through April 8th, and delivery will be on the 12th. Payment is due at the time of the order, and checks can be made payable to FCHS. Anyone wanting to support the class with senior activities should contact any current member of the junior class or sponsors Natalie Hurd or Rhonda Buchanan at 842-2649. Traditional glazed donuts will cost $10 per dozen. Specialty varieties will cost $12 per dozen, and signature coffees will cost $12 per bag. Specialties include chocolate iced or lemon, raspberry, or cream-filled donuts, and coffee comes in rich, smooth, or decaf varieties. We recorded more rain but less snow last month than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 5 inches and 57 hundredths of rainfall in February, and we also received about 4 inches of snow. Rainfall was spaced out across the month, but about 2.25 inches came on the 17th and 18th. The snow came in the first week of the month. Last February, we recorded 3 inches and 31 hundredths of rain, and about 17 inches of snow, including over 8 inches in a single day. The average high for February was 44.5 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 63 on the 21st. The coolest high was 21 on the 5th. Last year, the average high was 46.7, with a high temperature of 69. Last year's coolest high was 11. The average low last month was 23.1 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 6 on the 5th. The warmest low temperature was 41 on the 16th. February 2021's average low was 22.1 degrees, with a low of negative 3. Last year's warmest low temperature was 57. The IDPH reported one new case of COVID-19 in Wayne and Richland counties yesterday. Wabash and Lawrence counties added 3 cases, Jefferson and Hamilton counties 5, and Marion County 10. Edwards, White, and Clay counties had no new cases on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 17,023 new cases and 15 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,059,915 cases and 33,293 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 1.5% on the 21st, down from 1.6% on the 20th. IDOT says bridge construction will affect north and southbound traffic on Interstate 57 near Dix in Jefferson County starting today. Southbound lanes are closed, and southbound traffic will be diverted to the northbound lanes. Traffic will be limited to one lane in each direction, and the southbound exit ramp at milepost 103 at Dix is closed. All other ramps at the Dix exit remain open. The change is necessary to facilitate the replacement of the I-57 bridges over the Norfolk Southern Railroad and a county highway. Lanes will be closed until November 15th. Governor J.B. Pritzker is celebrating the passing of legislation paying down some significant state debts. Kim Howard has more.
The bulk of the money, $2.7 billion, will help replenish the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. It was depleted paying out benefits during the pandemic. Governor Pritzker says the bill also takes care of other state debt and funds the remaining College Illinois tuition contracts.
By following through on our commitments to dedicate one-time revenues to one-time costs or liabilities, we are delivering Illinoisans a stronger budget and a stronger state for years to come.
Republicans, like Senator Wynn Stoller of Peoria, are critical of the measure. He says it still leaves a huge hole in the fund, which could have dire consequences.
We're facing the possibility of one of the largest tax increases on employers in Illinois history. We're facing the possibility of significant benefit cuts to people who need them most, unemployed workers. And we're facing the possibility of trying to borrow our way out of this problem.
The governor says he will sign it into law immediately. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hoselton at the Hoselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
8 providers with 50 years combined experience, 6 locations. Wabash General Hospital makes it easy for you to choose your own care. Get award-winning orthopedic care when and where you need it with no referral necessary. Learn more about the Wabash General Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Team by calling Wabash General Hospital at 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love.
Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 34,694, that's down 13.7. The NASDAQ is at 14,071, down 120.5. The current price of crude oil is $105.34, up 9 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need.
84-year-old Sisney resident Dorrance Albert Welty died on Thursday. D. Welty is survived by his wife Willeen, children James, Mark, Lisa, and Gwen, 8 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 brother. Services will be Monday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial with military rites will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Francis A. Weimer died on Tuesday. Services will be Saturday at noon at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 56-year-old McLeansboro resident Sherry Ann Weber died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at noon at Golson Funeral Home. Visitation will be today from 6:30 to 8:30, and interment will be at Shedd Cemetery. 93-year-old Crossville resident Keitha W. Hahn died on Tuesday. Services will be Sunday at 2 at Crossville United Methodist Church. Visitation will be Saturday from 5 to 7 at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, and burial will be in Stokes Chapel Cemetery. 75-year-old Mount Erie resident Robert E. Porterfield died on Sunday. Services will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hoselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7, and burial will be in McKendree Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SMART to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code SMART.
It's time for a Friday check of sports. The Midland Trail Conference has added a couple of new members. Red Hill and Patoka joined the conference for the 2022-23 school year. That puts the conference membership at 12 as they join Sisney, Wayne City, Grayville, Weber, Clay City, Waltonville, Woodlawn, Centralia, Christ Our Rock Lutheran, Odin, and Sandoval in the MTC. Coach K and Duke are moving on, while two number one seeds are going home in the NCAA tournament. In the West region, Duke beat Texas Tech 78-73, and Houston beat one seed Arizona 72-60 last night to advance to the Elite Eight. Meanwhile, top overall seed Gonzaga lost 74-68 to Arkansas, and Villanova topped Michigan 63-55 in the South region. NBA action last night saw the Pelicans beat the Bulls 126-109. Grizzlies beat the Pacers 133-103. Raptors top the Cavaliers 117-104. Bucks get by the Wizards 114-102. And the Suns beat the Nuggets 140-130. In the NHL, Flyers over the Blues 5-2. Blackhawks top the Kings 4-3 in a shootout. Bruins 3, Lightning 2. Panthers over the Canadiens 4-3. Stars get by the Hurricanes 4-3 in a shootout. Islanders 5, Red Wings 2. Wild over the Canucks 3-2 in overtime. Senators 5, Jets 2. Oilers over the Sharks 5-2. And the Golden Knights beat the Predators 6-1. In Major League Baseball spring training action, Angels top the Cubs 5-4, Giants over the White Sox 9-6, Royals beat the Reds 5-4, Mariners 3, Guardians 2, Rangers over the A's 5-3, Diamondbacks beat up on the Brewers 10-3, Twins beat the Rays 7-1, Phillies and the Pirates tie at 3, Tigers over the Yankees 5-3, Orioles 8, Red Sox 5, Astros 10, Nationals 8, and the Mets beat the Marlins 9-3. Former Cardinals reliever Andrew Miller has called it a career after 16 major league seasons. Miller announced his retirement after spending much of the winter as one of the players' union's top representatives in negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement. Miller was the sixth overall pick in 2006 by the Tigers before being traded to the Marlins as part of the Miguel Cabrera deal. He was also a two-time All-Star. And the partnership between Kobe Bryant and Nike apparently will go on after all. Bryant's widow, Vanessa, announced in a post on Instagram that fans will soon have access to Kobe and Gigi products for years to come. She also says Nike will donate 100% of the net proceeds yearly for Gianna's shoes to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. Vanessa and the Kobe estate decided not to renew their partnership in April when Bryant's contract expired. Here's the schedule for today, and of course this is weather permitting. In high school softball, FCHS is at home against Waltonville. In the NCAA tournament, East Region play, number 3 Purdue takes on number 15 St. Peter's, and number 4 UCLA plays number 8 North Carolina. In the Midwest, number 1 Kansas plays number 4 Providence, and number 10 Miami takes on number 11 Ohio State. In the NBA, Jazz at the Hornets, Wizards at the Pistons, Warriors at the Hawks, Knicks at the Heat, Mavericks at the Timberwolves, Rockets at the Trailblazers, and the 76ers at the Clippers. NHL action tonight has the Capitals at the Sabres, Penguins at the Rangers, Blue Jackets at the Jets, Flyers at the Avalanche, and the Coyotes at the Flames. Here's your Major League Baseball spring training schedule. Cardinals host the Nationals, Cubs at home against the Rockies, White Sox at the Mariners, Guardians at the Giants, Rangers at the Royals, Brewers at the A's, Angels at the Diamondbacks, Padres at the Dodgers, Orioles at the Rays, Twins at the Pirates, Red Sox at the Braves, Yankees at the Phillies, Tigers at the Blue Jays, Mets at the Astros. On Saturday in college baseball, Frontier is at Rinn Lake College for a doubleheader. In junior high volleyball, Sisney takes on Albers Damiensville at 1 p.m. Saturday at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Heron High School. NCAA tournament action tomorrow as well. In the South region, Houston takes on Villanova, and in the West, Duke plays Texas Tech. On Sunday in college softball, Frontier is at Lakeland College for a doubleheader, and NASCAR's Cup Series will visit the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, Sunday. It's the Echo Part Automotive Texas Grand Prix. That is a Friday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounsett, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, cloudy with a high near 56. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 34. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 47. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 27. Sunday, sunny with a high near 47. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 31. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 49. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 39. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 72. And Tuesday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of 58.
The date.